turn.
Well, I'm excited.
Hey now.
I just heard Pat warming up.
Hey now.
Oh,
that sounded good.
You got a preview.
I got a special concert for me.
Wow.
Is that microphone working? Or
I think so.
There it is. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
This is nice. A piano.
Yeah.
You.
Man.
I was listening to you warm up. Like, were you the kid in school that, like, did the teachers recognize you had this gift to sing?
Absolutely not.
Nothing.
I was in the back of the room just trying to make it so that I was invisible.
Were you a member of, like, the chorus or something?
Absolutely not.
Did your parents know you could sing?
I used to, you know, mouth everything at, you know, the special school events. I was the guy just making mouth movements.
Where'd you grow up?
In a place called Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And nobody recognized your talent growing up?
No, I was probably about, you know, 11 when I just needed a drum set, and then it kind of started. Then you couldn't find a singer, you know, it was like,
right.
Everybody wants to play guitar and drums, and nobody would sing.
But there was no adult around that heard you sing and go, holy cow, this guy can sing?
Not for a long time. And then when I found it, it was really like walking into something.
You weren't like in the high school shows and stuff where like you...
I did a high school talent show. That was like the beginning of me saying, okay, I can do this.
And did you have a band with you?
There were two guys with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Isn't that amazing? Like, you know, because like, you know how like on like these teen American idols and stuff, they push these
the
kids young?
Yeah, parents recognize talent in places there isn't any.
There isn't any, yeah. You know what, when you're sitting around, nobody recognizes you have talent because you
but
really
I have
can
to
sing.
Say that one of the advantages of finding it yourself is that you really grow into a voice that can actually become compelling.
Right.
Whereas if you're kind of put in it, you sing... Like, I want to be pot, you know.
Yeah, right.
Right,
who wants to hear that?
There's no meaning behind that.
Exactly
I just don't want to hear all that.
Because yeah, then your parents start picking your music.
Right. And you're just not doing it because it feels right in your heart.
You know, well, you wouldn't even know where that feeling is what you're saying. You wouldn't even be able to discover
well, that's,
it.
Well, that's my experience,
yeah.
You know.
So, did you, when you were a kid, like, what would you, like, would you sit in your room and sing to, like, CDs and stuff? And
absolutely.
Like, what would you listen to?
Well, see, I was the last of seven kids.
So that's where you learned Zeppelin and Aerosmith?
So I would, right. I would.
You inherited everybody else's records.
Well, but see, my brother was upstairs in the attic all the time. And, you know, when I reached the proper age, he would allow me up there while he was with his buddies, and he'd turn me on to the White Album and all these artists. And then I'd come downstairs, and my dad would force me to listen to jazz.
Oh.
So I was, you know,
tortured.
I was tortured, but now, you know, I look at it and go, man, I'm moved by all these things.
So when you were sitting in your brother's room listening to the Beatles' White Album, did you ever start breaking into song with them, like harmonizing?
And never.
Nothing.
No, I shut my mouth because, it, you know, to survive in that family or in any family with that many kids, you just have to learn how to be cool at a young age. Just
seven
cool.
Kids.
Yeah.
So someone must have messed up. Anybody in jail or anything?
Well, you know, there's been a little bit here and there and all that stuff, yeah.
Really?
But you're the most successful, right?
I would say on, you know, I'm the guy that is on TV and stuff.
Well, which are you? Are you the oldest, youngest?
I'm the youngest.
You eclipsed everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I was, you know, I was forced to get cool and grow up quick.
I hear you. All right.
I was like, just do that.
Enough talk. I see that Brandon is ready on the piano.
And we're going to do Calling All Angels, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I know we're going to do Dream On afterwards because I was hearing it in the bathroom. And Robin might tackle you during this.
No, I'm going to try to hold the door.
She digs it. You could get her. You could get her.
Believe
get
me,
her.
It's okay.
All right, here we go.
Calling all you angels.
so they don't disappear. The private eyes of marriage lies, cause we don't talk for years. And football teams are kissing queens and losing sight of having dreams. In a world that what we want is only what we want until it's ours.
Wait a second, before that.
Did she say I don't understand that
song? No,
she
does.
Oh, cool.
Well, because I was really a fan of that song right away when I heard it released on your album.
I heard Robin.
Robin gave me crap for that.
I remember.
Right, I didn't. Well,
I thought of that.
I like this version better.
First of all, I have to say the E Crew has pictures of clouds behind you. This is the whole production. Look at the screen.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
They're doing that. Oh my
wow. Weather Channel.
That was great.
That's when you find the greatest video directors. You know?
Yeah.
They all come from this kind of platform.
Yeah.
And then when they write treatments for videos, it's like, okay, here's the thing. You're going to come in wearing wings, right? And man, that's not right.
I wonder how that whole, the genesis of that idea, like, you know what, we'll put some clouds. It's calling all angels. And,
so you want to interview Scott.
I do.
We need some clouds. This is one of them angel type
songs. I'm watching you sing, and I'm getting the chills. And I really, you got a beautiful voice. And
and
great job, Brandon, on the piano. And,
yes,
and,
it was all beautiful.
And looking at it, where the hell did that cloud come from?
You're seeing clouds.
Go ahead. I learned that at Glassboro State.
Yeah.
Wow, you see it? There's a cloud.
Right there.
So yeah, that was my idea.
I see an angel in that cumulonimbus. We don't have clouds for the train performance. Heads are going to roll in here.
I want to call the key in a telephone.
Yeah, you get a lot of compliments.
Down.
Matt, go ahead.
You know, Howard, you know how everybody asks you for prizes? That was my prize.
You want to know?
That song was smoking.
Thanks for saying that. You know what I was thinking? I said this, you know, because everyone always says to me, what's the best part of your job? And sometimes, you know, I think, well, maybe the naked chicks and all that. Right. But watching a guy with that kind of voice and coming in here
that voice gave me chill.
Me too. And doing, in essence, a concert just for the five of us
right.
in here,
yeah,
that's my biggest
thrill.
That's a
great benefit we have.
Outstanding.
Dude,
if that gave you chills, wait till you see the clouds.
Wait till you see it on E.
Yeah,
we gotta get our director in here to explain how that all came about.
You know, it would have been incredible if they would have, taken a picture of me lying down like Superman.
Right.
And then
and flying.
And then all of a sudden they put me in the computer.
I'm pulling over. I just want to hear the Aerosmith.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that next, but Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, Scott. Well, how did this all come about? This is the first time I've seen clouds.
Actually, we used it yesterday too. So you didn't notice
during Adam's performance.
Yes. He had clouds.
It's a different background.
So Adam's gonna have clouds, and then the following day, Pat's gonna have clouds.
Yes, exactly. But we won't air them back to back, so you won't know.
Why clouds?
Oh.
Clouds is one of the background reels that we had. We've got about 30 of them. And
what do you have to
one.
Choose from?
But if we ever do a best of show, back to back, heads are gonna roll.
What's prepared for? What do we have prepared for Dream On?
Oh, Dream
the
On.
Stars. That's good. That's good.
Are those stars or is that snow?
That's snow, I think.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's actually Scott's dandruff.
grilling a chicken.
Well, looked beautiful on television.
We could just shoot your head.
So
it looked like the sun.
So we just have the same background for every singer is what he's saying.
Yes.
We thought he's being creative.
No, you know what would have been really great is if I would have come in and he would have said,
Yeah.
You're a clouds man.
You're a cloud.
That's what we were hoping for.
Al, you're on the air.
Wow, that was unbelievable. I got in my car as the first thing I heard. Man, that was like the chills that you get from hearing that guy nearly started, like the first note. It's like a chills right down your spine.
What
it's
I like
awesome.
Too is
thank you.
That you come in here, you know, I see these a lot of artists now are lip syncing. You come in with a piano and you do it, and it's just your voice and the piano.
You can really do it.
You're a great singer, man.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Mark, go ahead. Hello, Mark. Mark is calling us from the moon.
Yeah. He's in
he's
the
an
space
angel.
Shuttle.
He's literally an angel.
That song's about me. Okay.
Hey, Mark, let me say something to you in your language of Klingon.
Hey, yes. Good to hear from you, Mark. Believe it or not, I'm looking at clouds.
Mark, we can't get him.
Yeah.
You know, how did you get like your first recording contract? Did like a bunch of record guys just hear that you were phenomenal and then said?
No, actually, you know, we as a band were flown to New York City to play for Columbia Records.
Where do you do that though? In a studio or?
The band originated in San Francisco,
right.
And so we flew from there to New York just to go into a club. And we were kind of, the guy who was trying to sign us wasn't an A&R guy, so he's kind of stepping into a different area, which was kind of danger zone for us.
It was a guy who heard you somewhere and said, hey.
Right, yeah, kind of heard us, and so he brought us in, and he literally said, all you have to do is show up, and this is a done deal. And that wasn't the case,
because
we left, you know, with nothing.
Right.
And so that was really the prime time for me. That's why, you know, we were talking about sobriety and stuff. That's why I quit. I stopped my life there and said, they're either right or they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to me to, you know, I can't tell them they're wrong. I have to go show them.
Right.
And so we went and I changed my life. We made an album. Everybody did an incredible job. We produced it ourselves. We borrowed money from people.
Oh, wow.
And the same company signed us. So
no reason to stop drinking, though.
If you would have heard me sing,
good times can roll, can't it?
If you would have heard me sing, you would understand. Yeah, alcohol is a very dangerous thing for a voice.
Yeah, I used to sound like Pat.
Right, I understand. You decided the alcohol was more important.
Yeah, I decided.
When you were four.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is calling all angels mean to you, Robin?
After listening to him talk about his marital situation. He's saying, you have to give me a sign, and I won't give up if you don't give up. So I'm in this if you're still in it, but you have to tell me that there's some reason to hope.
So then what's the reason for the clouds behind him?
I don't know what Scott was thinking when he heard that.
I'm confused by the clouds then, Rob.
Calling all clouds.
But there's one line in the song that I don't understand.
Which is?
It's the one where you go and football teams are kissing queens.
The hypocrisy. In other words, they can't really live out their real dreams because...
That's correct.
Because they can't even go pursue a dream. They're pursuing probably their father's dream or what society's dream. I got that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
That's the one
really?
Line I got.
You got that line.
Yeah.
All
right. This is beautiful.
Man, this is great for me. And the clouds just make it that much better.
Yeah, exactly.
Even during this discussion, there's clouds.
And the band show.
Pat Monahan's here. He's, of course, with Train, the album My Private Nation, featuring the current single When I Look to the Skies in Stores Now. It's a great band, and Pat's great. Brandon Bush is here on piano. So I just happened to find out that you do sing Dream On, Aerosmith's Dream On.
Yeah.
And you've agreed to do that. So I'd love to hear that.
Okay.
I'd love to. I know everybody would.
And cue the stars.
Okay, here come the stars.
Live and learn from fools and from sages.
Again, we had the wrong background behind you. So, wow, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks. Yes, Rita. Rita?
Hi.
Hi.
That was great. I love you, Howard. Robin, you're beautiful. Everybody's right there. I listen to you every morning. That was the best Dream On I ever heard. Better wow. than Aerosmith. Huge fan of Aerosmith.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I lost my child 4 months into my pregnancy last week. And this just, everything, you guys just made my day. I swear to God, that was wonderful. I love you. Great
thank
job.
You.
I'm a fan of Train, too.
Well, thank you. And as a matter of fact, we're sad to hear you lost your child, but Pat's going to come over and impregnate you again. That's part of this promotion he's doing.
Pat will give you a child.
Pat will give you a child.
No, that's okay. My husband does good jobs.
All right. Hey, well, thank you for that call. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no joke. The best two singers in the last 2 days. It's amazing.
Yes, we had Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows. You guys, boy.
Yeah, Adam's great.
Adam's great, huh? That was nice. That's a hard song to sing, too.
Oh.
Amazing.
As I know, I've sung it many times.
That's right. When you do it, you get a little problem.
You know, I can see why Tom wanted to look at that piano. It sounds great.
Yeah. I think it was Tom looking at the piano that made this whole thing work so well.
It wasn't quite right until he looked at it.
Yeah, double A.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
That was awesome. I'm a huge Aerosmith fan, and let me tell you, you kicked it like none other, man. That was awesome job. Thanks for the treat, Howard. Back to back.
Right. Bella, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bella.
Yes.
Hi, Howard. I am, like, totally blown away by this guy. Does he look as good as he sounds?
Robin?
He looks very good.
Thank you, Robin.
Really?
Kind of looks like John Stamos.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, so is he married or not?
Unfortunately, he is, man.
He is, man.
But
for you and him.
Smoke is coming out of his penis.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
That's my nickname.
Why, did you want to get involved with him?
Well, not if he's married, no.
Well, on the road, he's single. anywhere outside of a certain radius, he's single.
Is he playing anywhere soon?
Where are you guys playing it? You guys are off
the... Next time we'll be in the United States, we're actually going to do, in the beginning of the year, we're going to do a three-city run where we're just going to spend a week in three cities, Chicago, Atlanta, and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, we're going to be in Australia, but you can go to train.
You can go to Australia.
Oh. Someone tells me she would go with you to Australia if you want her to. Are you hot?
I want her to.
Of course I am.
Yeah?
Of course.
How old
I like
you?
To think so anyway.
How old are you?
Well, I'm too old for you anyway. I'm 36.
That's too old for everybody.
That's too old for all men.
Honey, I'm 36.
And he's too old.
Yeah.
All right. The new album, by the way, My Private Nation, features the single When I Look to the Sky. Pat Monahan, Train. I loved having you guys here today. Thank you.
Well, it's a real honor for me to be here with you guys. Thanks.
That was a lot of fun.
When it rains, it pours and opens doors, the thunder flows with no one always.
Uh-oh, here come the cloud background.
Well, when I look to the sky, Scott right on top of it.
And in the midst of sailing ships, we sink our lips into the ones we love that have to say goodbye.
Robin stuck to her seat like a snail. So get the new album, My Private Nation, When I Look to the Sky. The great Pat Monahan and Brandon Bush here today, and we'll be back right after these words.